USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from the earthquake and tsunami last Friday in Indonesia, now over 1,230. And the government says, given the list of missing, that number is expected to rise dramatically.
I want it to be comprehensive.
That's President Trump speaking about the investigation of sexual assault allegations against his Supreme Court nominee.
I actually think it's a good thing for Judge Kavanaugh. Now, with that being said, I'd like it to go quickly.
President Trump speaking with reporters at the White House about the FBI's investigation into his Supreme Court nominee's background.
Let the Senate decide whatever they want to do is okay with me, and also the FBI.
This is the seventh investigation into Brett Kavanaugh, who's a federal judge, and has gone through this process six times before.
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Rosa expected to bring soaking rains to parts of the southwest today. What's left of the storm could cause dangerous flooding in parts of Arizona, Southern California, Nevada, and Utah. Stormy Daniels' new book goes on sale today. In full disclosure, the porn star goes into detail about her alleged sexual relationship with Donald Trump in 2006. President Trump was discussing a new North American trade agreement at a stop in Tennessee last evening.
We are replacing the job-killing disaster known as NAFTA with a brand new U.S., Mexico, Canada. We added Canada, worked out great. Trade agreement.
President Trump also telling that rally crowd that it was his tariffs that helped secure the new trade deal, and he called critics of them babies. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today is World No Alcohol Day. The World Health Organization setting aside October 2nd each year to call attention to problems caused by alcohol abuse and ways to reduce the problems. The organization says there are 2.5 million alcohol-related deaths every year. More than 300,000 of them are people between the ages of 15 and 29. The organization says alcohol is the world's third leading cause of poor health. The Justice Department moving forward with banning bump stocks 1 year after the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history, which involved their use. Yesterday, the Justice Department confirmed that a proposed rule to ban them has been submitted for review. The rule would ban the manufacture, importation, and possession of the bump stock, which allows for a rifle to work almost like a machine gun. And people who are happily married live longer, according to a new study. It shows people who rated their marriages as very happy or pretty happy have 20% lower odds of dying early as compared to people who say their marriages are not very happy. Researchers from the University of Colorado surveying over 19,000 married people up to age 90 for more than 35 years, and one of the co-authors says a good marriage can improve health, as spouses encourage each other to eat healthy, exercise, and get regular medical checkups. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.